Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello. Should be fine, mate. Should be absolutely fine. Yes. Well, good morning to you and welcome along to the podcast. We're going to do a little Britain Awakey stuff this morning. Britain's brightest, lightest, and dare I say, no, I don't think I do. Breakfast show, sadly without sans John Holmes, everyone's favourite borderline racist, is recording on location, if you don't mind today. And I've seen the proof on Twitter. You should go and have a look. Is that John Holmes one? But we've got some stuff I thought perhaps we could chat about, guys. Who could get over it? Well, Tim Martin off of the Wetherspoons, the Spoons guy. Wetherspoons has run out of beers from Germany. They've just not got them in stock. It's because of Brexit. Let's be clear. There's been some disputing that. Some no, it isn't. I think it is, mate. You won. Get over it. They spent £95,000 nearly on more than 2 million beer mats and other pro-leave paraphernalia during the referendum in 2016. I had all the paraphernalia. It was pretty uncomfortable. It's a shortage of lorry drivers. It's the shortage of lorry drivers, mate. It's nothing to do with Brexit. Why have we got a shortage of lorry drivers? Because you can't get visas to work in the UK anymore. That and, yes, the pandemic and tax changes, probably for immigrants, I would have thought, have made them all kind of go, you know what, I'm just going to go to Europe, I think. You know, like Jacob Rees-Mogg's £8 million of investment going to Ireland. Same thing. Iceland has said that the poor availability of lorry drivers could ruin Christmas. Same with abattoir workers. I'm going to try and save Christmas. I'm going to kill as many turkeys as I can in the next quarter to save Christmas. Just a bloodbath. Cannot nick those necks fast enough. Apparently McDonald's has cut milkshakes from its menu and Nando's had to close 50 restaurants because of chicken shortages. It's because you cannot get people to... Can we all go out and start killing them? Guys, those pigs aren't going to gas themselves the way we do in this country, and don't even get me started on the technique of thumping. Anyway, I'm sorry, I just turned into a vegan rant. Stop it. Tim Martin, very pro-Brexit, although as early as June, he called on the UK government to introduce a reasonably liberal immigration system to bring in workers from the EU. as hospitality businesses struggled inexplicably with recruitment. This is the best country in the world! How come no one's coming? It's the best country in the world! I don't get it! All that with record numbers of migrants all those policies working out so well from Ms. Patel. I don't understand. I cancelled my gym membership. I was paying £40 a month. Now they want £40 for day membership just because I cancelled my membership. Unbelievable. Fun fact for you. We spend £140 million a week now on import and export paperwork, processing that. Let's spend that on the NHS. As always, you can get in touch.
You can WhatsApp JKF on 07862.
07862.
032.
032.
654.
I love that I said as ever. Like, guys, it's been open the whole time. When almost every time I've mentioned the WhatsApp number, I've sort of said I can't find the phone. And it turned out the phone had been blocked because I hadn't set up a direct debit. So until yesterday, that was definitely off the cards. But everything's sorted out. And you can WhatsApp. It's 07862 032 654. And we've got a sort of Britain Awakey kind of a thing here. Let's see who's on the line.
Message for Britain Awake here. Yeah. I was just thinking, I was so grateful that we never got like Corbyn and his Leninist, Marxist, communist, socialist lot in.
Right,
but we keep with Boris and a proper right-wing government. Of course, I always vote Conservative unless the BNP come back in any big way. But yeah, I mean, imagine the policies that Labour would have brought in. Thankfully, Boris is bringing in this kind of universal tax hike for all that will pay for social services. Yeah. Nothing at all socialist about that.
No,
it's a case straight
no.
out of the Conservative manifesto.
Right.
At least this way, you know, it's everybody paying except for those who are rich enough to pay for accountants to kind of scrub the amount they're going to pay. But hey, it's all part of capitalism, isn't it? Keep Britain strong, that's what I say.
Yep, keep it strong. Well said, mate. You'll say what everyone's thinking. Well done, son. Always enjoy a bit of invective like that. And it is nice to have some proper Conservative policies in place, like us all paying into the pot and stuff. Did I tell you about the time I interviewed Stuart? I can't remember his surname. He's an MP. And I said, he's a Conservative MP. And we were talking about, there was a news story that a couple had won the lottery and they'd won like, you know, 8 million quid, but they were still living in their council house. And this MP, Stuart Tory, said, well, I mean, you know, this. I said, what do you think about that? He said, well, it's ridiculous, isn't it? I mean, you know, they don't need a council house and, you know, really they ought to buy their own house so that someone else can use that council house. I said, do you think a good sort of rule of thumb would be that, you know, each person, according to what they have, you know, should pay in or help other people, you know, according to how much they need? And he said, yeah, that's a really good rule of thumb. I said, that's the basic tenet of communism. And he was like, well, no. It's like, how can you disagree with that? Your friend loses a job, you buy them a pint in the pub. You don't say, well, if you can't pay your way, then you can't sit at the table with us. Ridiculous. Stuart Andrew, well done, Martin, on YouTube. Stuart Andrew, who's a very lovely man. A conflicted gentleman. Anyway, good morning to everyone watching on the YouTubes. Those people who are on the register, Julie, Martin, Barney, good morning. Stuart Andrew, that's who it was. Don't forget, I'm also soliciting your your best chicken sounds. This is following on from a weeks-old now episode with Davey, where we were doing chicken noises. On the Patreon bonus one, we concluded that, like photography, chicken noises is something that everyone secretly thinks they do pretty spectacularly. So if you'd like to send a voice message on the WhatsApp at 07862 032 654. I was tripping off my tongue so easily as if I actually knew what I was doing. Hey, do you want to hear a nice piece of music? I did this piece of music the other day. I thought it was quite nice. pretty, huh? That's some incidental music for Rockinori. This is John Holmes' latest mad idea that's going out on Absolute Radio, I think, weeknights at something like 11 o'clock at night. Who cares, man? Who's going to listen to linear radio anymore? You can get, there's going to be a podcast version at the end of each week. So I think probably if you just smash into whatever you're listening to this on, if you smash the word Rockinori, like Jack and Ori, but with rock, you'll get it. I did a lot of the voices on it, and I did all the music. And Pat, one of the listeners and contributors to this podcast, Pat Cecil, he did some of the guitar playing, and damn fine it was too. Brilliant work, Pat. It's a short one today. I've got Davey on Friday. Patreons, you'll be able to watch it tomorrow at 11:30 in the morning. That's when we're going to record it. Should be good. I'm trying to persuade him to put on the eyeliner for it. He's like very reluctant. Also, there's going to be quite a big announcement on Friday. Big changes happening. Big things afoot. I mean, my feet, they're quite... Anyway, you get... Bye! Okay, bye, bye, bye!
This has been a Swanburst Media production.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.